Track 7. The Hostry Festival at Norwich Cathedral celebrates its 10th anniversary this year, and a unique piece of art has been created to celebrate the iconic composer at the heart of the festival's central production.
When renowned Norfolk sculptor Rachel Long met the Hostry Festival's artistic director, Stash Kirkbride, to talk about commissioning a new piece of art for the staging of Sir Peter Ustinov's rarely performed comedy drama Beethoven's Tenth, it didn't quite work out as Rachel might have expected. Her finished piece, Is There Anybody There?, is certain to gain a great deal of interest in the lead-up to the festival, but it was quite a journey, as the creator of the lifeboat horse sculpture in Wells Next to the Sea explains. When Stash and I met back in February 2020 in a steamy cafe over coffee and a bun, I had little idea what would come out of this collaboration, she says. He wanted a portrait bust of Beethoven. Well, I don't do humans, and I told him as much. So how did I end up agreeing to sculpt a depiction of Beethoven in steel? Stash's persuasive charms had me stepping completely out of my comfort zone. Having worked on animal sculptures for the last 25 years, I know where to start with a dog, a horse, a cow or a sheep, but the measurements of a human head? Dylan, the lead actor, has a very distinctive profile, so my first move was to sketch it in chalk on the workshop floor, 1.5 times life size. My sculptures often start out this way, says Rachel. I then mapped out the head in steel bar, beginning to form the features of his face. But the sculpture soon took on a life of its own. I couldn't help but follow. The thin steel strips I had cut became goggles, wrapping around the head to form a helmet. An unexpected outcome that seemed to reflect the unprecedented times we experience in spring 2020. Summer came and exhibition opportunities reopened, and other work called Rachel away. The head sat unfinished in a corner of the studio, unresolved, waiting for a pair of shoulders. When the second lockdown arrived in November, she couldn't put off finishing and mounting the sculpture any longer. And so he emerged, a traveller, a pilot, a spaceman, a diver, a motorcyclist with flowing rags behind him, bursting through time and space, searching. Is there anybody there? The opening line of The Listeners by Walter de la Mare was the question that rang in my head while I worked, says Rachel. I was fascinated and haunted by Beethoven's loss of hearing. He became totally deaf by the time he was 45, and yet he composed such extraordinary music. Over a 9-month process during this pandemic that has faced us all, she and I have bounced ideas off each other on how best to create a piece of artwork that somehow would sum up the life force of Beethoven and his journey through time into the 21st century, says Stash. Naturally, when he set eyes on Rachel's creation, he was thrilled. When Rachel sent through the final image of her sculpture to me, I had tingles of joy through my body. I knew the process had worked far better than I would have thought possible, he says. In art, there's often no safety net. People choose to fly together into the unknown. This collaboration between sculptor and festival has been such a boon in these dark times, a ray of creative light that will be shining for all to see when they visit our production at the Autumn Festival of Norfolk later this year. The model for the piece, actor Dylan Baldwin, was equally excited when he saw the finished work. I've been blown away, amazed and in awe of what's erupted from Rachel's imagination. Because of lockdown, the last 9 months has entailed asking bemused family members to take weird-angled photos and measuring earlobe to earlobe without being able to tell them why, he says. Being a small part of the 10th anniversary of the festival is an incredible honour, but this milestone is only possible through the vision, passion, professionalism and hard work of all those who have been involved for the last 10 years.